This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I feel pretty bad for the people that have got that haven't got anywhere to sleep at night, you know, because that was their last place. Now where are they going to go? It seems to me like they're not solving the root cause of the problem, which is the fact that there are people with nowhere to sleep at night.
Carolina Numa with you. This is the all-new evening edition. Our next story for the day, well, comes from Bournemouth. And now, I don't know if you remember this, but we spoke about this when it first was launched, right? And essentially, there were benches in the UK, park benches and benches you find on the side of the street. Bournemouth had included these bars on these benches. And you often see them even at airports. And it's to prevent people from, like, sleeping across the benches. In this case, to prevent homeless people from sleeping on the benches. But no more. They're going to take them away.
Yep. So they're going to remove them in the next few days in the light of what they're calling the depth of feeling over the issue. In fact, 19,500 people signed an online petition calling for the bars to be taken off, you know, saying that it fails to address the root causes of rough sleeping. You know, the benches sends a hostile message to those with no safety net. And essentially, you know, driving home the point that nothing was actually being done to tackle the problem, just something to make it more invisible so they could pretend it wasn't happening.
Also, it didn't necessarily solve the problem at all in that if you go to the BBC website and look at some of the photos, people are very creative in rejigging, I guess, their sleeping habits to suit these barred-up benches
as
well.
What do you mean?
As in, they started, you know, they started putting duvets horizontally and sleeping in weird ways instead of, you know, it just made it more uncomfortable, but they were still using the benches to sleep on.
And sometimes they do this in a really sneaky fashion in, you know, sometimes they call it art, and then they have spikes, I suppose, on building ledges and things like that. And, you know, that's actually everyone, but it's actually meant to prevent homeless people from resting there.
Correct. Now, we're going to cross over to Munira Abdul Hamid, who is the founder of Pratiwi Soup Kitchen. Munira, thank you so much for joining us. Now, we know that anti-homeless benches are found not only in the UK, we have them in KL too. We've come across benches which are fixed with metal dividers or those that are designed as square metal pieces that can only accommodate sitting and not lying down. Was it always this way?
Well, it happened a couple of years ago, actually, when the minister made the comment about soup kitchens, stop feeding, you're encouraging beggars and stop that 2 kilometer radius feeding that. That was because he saw from his car the beggars in Bukit Bintang and thought that the beggars and the homeless were the same people. They're not. Anyhow, the after that, you know, all the knee-jerk reactions, you know, do this, do that, the banning, the benches, all that was in response to that comment. Subsequently, they've come out with us and we've built the transit shelter for homeless. There's so many things that have happened since then.
Right. Now, Munira, of course, proper shelter is ideal compared with bench, but can you perhaps walk us through what's been done so far to help the homeless find shelter?
Yes, yes. Proper shelters are what they need. We do not want them to be sleeping on benches either because, you know, the benches are in the open. We don't want them to be exposed to the elements. Now what I'm pushing for is shelter for those with mental illness and shelter for those needing aftercare once they have suffered a major illness. But the rest of them, like the mothers and the children, many NGOs try to come in and help. And we approach the welfare department to try and get them into rooms, cubicles, room flats, just to make sure they're not sleeping out in the open. But the others were still out there because they don't fall into any of the categories. And sometimes the shelter that we have now can take up to 190 people. But then again, some of them do not even want to comply with the house rules, you see. Like, you cannot go back drunk to a shelter, you know. So there's certain house rules for the comfort of the other people, the residents at the shelter as well. So the ones who are in the shelter, usually we try to help them to get jobs and to see where else they can go to after that. But the ones who have gone in and who have left and still refuse to change, we tried another round. Maybe the next time, you know, go out again. Maybe the next time you may reconsider. What we'd like ideally is to have perhaps a couple more shelters for the homeless. The one that you see now is in Pusat Transit Gelandangan Jalan Pahang. That came up in 2016. So, you know, we'd like to have more like that.
Definitely. And for those who are still out in the streets, what's being done to support them?
We try our best, you know, to say that we would like them all to go to the shelter, yeah? To go to the shelter, but they know that some of them, they say they want the freedom, you see? So you have the category of people who will try the shelter and try to change, yeah? You have those that say, I've tried, I cannot change. There are those who refuse to go altogether. So the ones that have their preferred lifestyle and want total freedom, these are the ones who may, you know, you still see them sleeping outside, yeah? So they sleep normally along the 5-foot path like that, yeah? In front of the shops or the, around Sengkang College and all that. Now, they don't really want to sleep on benches because benches, as I said, you know, it rains. So they'd rather have some shelter. So, which is why the corridors, yeah, those are the ones that are more popular. Malaysia is it's a little bit different preference for where you choose to sleep. So our benches are not really the first choice for them anyhow.
Of course. Now, that's a pretty interesting point of view because for many of us, probably the first response when we see these benches is that, you know, they're so heartless and they're cruel. But I guess you're saying that there's more to the story than that.
Yeah. It looks as though it's being very cruel. You won't allow me to sleep there. But then again, now they also, our street friends also realise that, you know, sleeping out there, you may get wet. If you're, especially if you've passed out, you know, from having one too many drinks, you end up getting soaked in the rain as well. So now what they do is sleeping, you know, on the 5-foot way is probably a lot better because they're at least sheltered. Initially, of course, when I was very angry and with the minister for saying all those things and DBKR doing that, I was one of those vocal people. How dare you, you know? Why are you being so unkind? Is it your bench? Is it your whatever? You see, but then at the end of the day, when you work closely and you understand all the other problems, and then we realized that, no, fine, you can have your benches. Take your benches. Do whatever you like with your benches. It's a lot safer. In the long term, it's a lot better for them not to be exposed to rain and then suddenly find themselves, you know, waking up. And many of them don't have the best of health anyhow. And they should not be sleeping out in the open, especially with temperature does drop in the earlier hours of the morning. I wouldn't want them to be out there anyhow. Keep your benches. Do whatever you like, you know. There are other ways that we work towards and better shelters and other arrangements that we should be thinking of, not the bench.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Munira, for sharing your thoughts with us. That was Munira Abdul Hamid, the founder of Pertiwi Soup Kitchen, talking. Thank you so much for just providing some context and nuance to the conversation. So Carolyn and I are just usually like, it is so cruel and unusual punishment,
absolutely,
right? Call us on 03-7710-9000 if you want to add to the conversation. We've got some music coming your way now. Black Sabbath with Paranoid on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.